Te Ere Riki is with us. We're talking about Haumaruha Rotara. It's a competition for rangatahi, but I don't know much about it, and Te Ere will shed some light on it, no doubt. Te Ere, tēnā koe.
Kia ora iho.
Tēnā koe, Te Ere. And I live in Otahuhu, so, you know, know Otara and love Otara as well. It's got a lot of richness about it. What's this competition about for our rangatahi, Te Ere? The stage is yours.
So Te Taiawa o Te Ora is a Tepapa Māori social services based in Otara for over 25 years. We've launched a competition as of yesterday midday for our rangatahi between 12 to 23 years old who live in Otara. Now what we're asking is for our competition, we have three categories: design a still image to be printed on a tihati, design a slogan that can go on a tihati as well, and also to come up with a jingle. Now, all of this is based around COVID and tikanga and what that looks like to you. So, yeah, we're really excited to get something out for our rangatahi in our community.
And our people are very creative, so there'll be some neat ideas coming in here as well. Yeah. I guess the end goal is to get as many of our rangatahi in Otara vaccinated, ne?
That's correct. So we've jumped on board with Te Puni Kōkiri Tūriki House as well as Otara Health Charitable Trust. And really looking forward to running the competition for our rangatahi and getting some information that's from their point of view and what COVID means to them and looking after their whānau as well.
So it's deliberately Otara-centric, ne?
Correct, yes. For our rangatahi, specifically living here in Otara.
I'll be interested to see what sort of jingles they come up with, because our kids in Otara are pretty musical lot. A slogan,
yes,
or design a still image, all of it,
yes,
about keeping Otara safe. How are you getting the message
correct
out to our young people, Te Ere?
So we have things such as social media, Facebook and Instagram. We'll be doing a pamphlet drop throughout the neighbourhood. And obviously with it during our COVID times, everyone can just jump over to our website, haumaruha.maori.nz, and all the information for the competition will be there. And that's where they can also submit their entries as well.
Okay, and how long is the competition open for? Have you got a big push on time-wise for this?
Yes, so we've got our competition open for just over 10 days, so our cut-off date for submissions will be Sunday 28th at midnight.
Okay, have you had any responses already?
We're just in the midst of, not at the moment, we are still in the midst of launching everything, so hopefully through the weekend, once we get the ball definitely rolling next week, we'll see some submissions come through.
Who came up with this idea, Te Ere?
For the competition?
Yeah, for the competition.
And
to get some supporters as well, because obviously there's going to be an incentive. What sort of prizes have you guys got in mind?
Yeah, so the prizes will be the design and slogan will be printed on over 1,500 T-shirts and given out to the rangatahi in Otara for free, so that the designers will see their work and their mahi displayed throughout the community, and also worn by their peers. And we will also get the jingle recorded. We're hoping to have a big celebration, Vax Day, at the end of the competition, where we can have all the designs and slogans displayed. And we're hoping to have all those who entered in the jingle section of the competition to jump up on a stage and perform their little jingle for us.
That sounds neat. Good on you guys. Yeah. And the organisation that is behind this, I mean, you did mention the name early on in our conversation. What other mahi do you guys get involved in, as well as supporting our rangatahi in Otara here with this sort of kaupapa? What's the main focus of your mahi?
Yeah, so the main focus of our mahi is we do a few things in regards to programs and social work and advocacy. We also offer counselling, and we do a bit of social work in the schools in Otara as well.
Nice catching up with you, Te Ere. My wahine works out at Tangaroa College, so, you know, we talk about the hood a lot. And
We'll definitely be in touch with the kids over at Tangaroa. Hopefully some of them are interested in joining our competition as well.
I'm sure they would be. They're pretty creative lot down that way, but tougher because the kids haven't been at school or just the senior students at the moment. I think the younger students are back now, are they, Teddy?
Yes, I think so. I'm not quite sure. I am aware that the senior students have been back for a wee while, and that's kind of our target audience. So, 12 to 23.
Kapai, good catching up with you. Thanks very much for joining us.
All right.
The best.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to talk with you. Tony might not be a